Welcome to SSC Radio. This production is taking place on July 7th, 1999. Approximate time is 10 o'clock p.m. We have several guests here with us tonight. First, we have the Trusty Kick Lone Star. We have Rock and Roll Sephiroth. Who else is with us? Tech. Am I missing anybody?
No, don't think so.
Guess not. Why don't we just all introduce where we're from really quick. Don't spit out too much information other than who you are, what you're doing, and so on and so forth. Lone Star, go first.
I'm Lone Star. I live in Texas. I am 18 years of age, and SSC was my idea, I guess, although what it's become has pretty much been in the hands of Water and everybody else that's worked so hard to get it that way. Other than that, I'm just here for the show.
Seth, you go next, man.
This is Sephiroth. My age and whereabouts are still unknown. Right now, I'm heading up the Homeworld Division. Check out the site, updated pretty much every day because that's all I do now. That's pretty much it.
All right, Tech Man, you're up next.
Hi, I'm Tech. I've been in the SSC for about a year and a half now. I run the Jedi Knight Division. Favorite games are basically first-person shooters, so ask me any questions about those and I'll be able to answer you. And I mentioned I live in Vancouver, Canada. I think I said that already.
Even if you didn't, there you go. That leaves us with R&R. We got Rock and Roll on the show, if you can believe it or not. And he's going to let you know a little bit what behind the name.
All right. This is Rock and Roll. Name comes from the old G.I. Joe guy, Rock and Roll, who's just about one of the coolest guys that was ever out. I live in New Jersey, and really I'm just doing the dishes.
And he means that literally, people, not like something from the Godfather or something. going to the seas or whatever. Anyways, we're just going to talk just like a normal conversation because it's normally a whole lot better show when we do that. Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Pick a topic, man. Pick a topic.
Well, Geraldo, I don't think you were quite prepared for this.
When am I ever prepared for anything?
Okay. Tech.
Yo.
How's the JK division going? I'm trying to get the battle zone thing going, so I've kind of slacked off there for a little while, but how's it going?
Oh, it's going really well. We're getting new member applications almost weekly now. I'm having to sort through them. A lot of people keep forgetting to put their ICQ numbers in their application. So people, if you're listening to this, put your ICQ numbers in so I can authenticate you and add you to the members list. Some new exciting things that we're doing are we're exploring the possibility of maybe voice communication, just like Free Space, while playing Jedi Knight, either through Battle Zone or something called Roger Wilco. So those are two new programs, and SSC Raynor is being put together a lot of...
What
on earth was that?
I'm not sure.
Hey, Seth, are you spazzing on us?
Might be my new phone. I got this new cordless phone, so it does funny things sometimes. Ignore the beeps.
Anyway, continue.
And, yeah, Raynor's doing a lot of work with levels, and Energy keeps sending me really awesome skins. Some of them are hilarious to play and watch. Other than that, kind of looking at maybe expanding the division to encompass more first-person shooter games, like maybe Quake or Half-Life. I know there's a lot of people that love those games, so I thought maybe seeing as Jedi Knight's a first-person shooter game, we could add on or expand.
I think we've all responded to that post on the board.
What post?
Well, it kind of goes back and forth, so I'm not giving up hope on that one.
Sephiroth, why don't you tell us about Homeworld and how bad it's pimping and all that stuff?
Homeworld's basically a real-time strategy game that takes place in a 3D environment. Lots of ships moving around, coming at you from any angle. That's pretty much the catch of the game. You have to be aware of your surrounding at all times. Graphics on the game are really great. Screenshots look like they're movie trailers. Movie trailers look like, oh, movie trailers too. That was really articulate. As far as the Division goes, things are moving not too fast as far as membership goes, where everybody's still waiting to get their beta CDs in the mail. As soon as that happens, I'm going to try and organize some practices online so we can get our act together before we go play in public.
When's the game come out?
The game comes out in roughly 2 months.
Oh, all right. So it's not too long between beta and game. That's kind of different.
Yeah, not too long. It's actually the second beta. They already did a first. And the first was just to test the servers to see how much punishment they can give it before it gave out, which I think is a good idea. And this one is really just to test the gameplay. They're going to add in all the stuff they left out on the first beta, basically give us the whole game in advance and let us duke it out.
Hope they don't screw up Free Space 2 and within the time they've got left. They delay that and I'll be a little upset.
Oh, I believe everybody would.
Let's see, Rock and Roll, you've got the Mech Warrior. You're doing actually the three League thing, right?
Right, right.
Clue us in, man.
Well, League is it's a campaign-style League that's set up more around some role-playing than just going around out and shooting stuff. You still have the go-out-and-shoot-stuff element in it, but it's basically set up the way the BattleTech universe is, with the five houses and the clans and mercenaries and bandit kingdoms and things like that. We're signed up as a mercenary unit, so essentially what we need to do is go out there and make some contacts with other houses and units, because we need a contract. We have to negotiate contracts, we have to manage the unit. I figured, and that's in addition to actually playing the game, so I thought it added a little more of an element to it, because just going out and shooting stuff gets boring after a while.
Just don't tell that to Knight and his 10,000 kills.
This is coming from me, the guy who can't hit anything. So.
I can't hit the broadside of the barn, so it doesn't matter if it's just killing stuff. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Definitely we're looking for people to sign up. Trying to figure out how big of a unit is a good size to start out with. I'm thinking around 16 people, which the way it's going now should not be a problem, because I'd be lucky to have 16 people by Christmas. But you know, anybody wants to play, you know, whoever wants, if you want to help out with the unit, if you just want to show up and play, come on down.
I can show up and play.
That's all we need at this point.
Sooner or later I will be able to show up and play.
I noticed that getting on my back about sending the CD. Anyways. Just to let you guys clued in on what I'm getting stuff done, I know you guys read my really, really long posts and all. To summarize all that, the boards will continue to be upgraded as they have been, so they should continually get better. You'll start to see a few new programs pop up around the new sites, things like that. In other words, I'll just be in the background running the stuff that nobody sees.
And I'll continually try to get... We never did get Paladin on here, did we?
No, Paladin said he couldn't come home.
Oh, okay. Right now, I'm trying to get the StarCraft site up to grade. I just got a header for their site done. And if any of y'all need graphics for your site, of course, Tech, I got you taken care of.
Lone Star is Captain Graphics.
Shoot a man.
Anyway, if y'all need any graphics or anything, just give me a holler and give me some time. Those things sometimes don't come about just rather, you know, real quick. So that's something I've noticed. When people, it comes in spurts, because whenever I'll say, okay, I'm doing PXO picks for everybody, I'll get like 50 people emailing me wanting one, and they're all giving me a different description. And if any artist is listening to this, you know that you text isn't a real good conveyor of images. And some people get really impatient about you know, when theirs is going to be done. And, you know, people like that, if there's anybody out there that I've warned that y'all need to get off my back about it, please, if anything, pushing me to do it, like, makes things slow down. Because I really have to be in a good mood to do this stuff, because when I'm in a bad mood, I'd rather just go online and blow stuff up.
Sounds like we have a little rant alert there.
Huh?
Nothing. I was just playing nice.
Oh, okay.
If you just make them all look like cactuses and tumbleweeds just to piss them off, I think that would work really well.
We could do static.
Hmm.
Hey, Lone, no pressure, but could you do a nice little mural on a 1152 by 864 for me by tomorrow?
Okay.
I mean, I don't
no
want
no problem.
I don't want to make you go out of your way or anything. The morning would be
girlfriend's out of town, just work me to death when I was
home. Oh, that's all the better.
Yeah, it's got to be rendered in 3D, you know. That
okay, well, I'm not the 3D guy right now. Stork's the 3D guy. Oh, that, by the way, if Stork's listening to this, he's doing a great job on the Battlezone site.
Yeah, man, if you don't have that game, you definitely need to go pick it up.
Oh, by the way, how was I doing last night?
Personally, you know, how are you doing against me?
Yeah.
No comment.
Go ahead, say it. Except for the fact that you're booting me off the server.
You weren't doing too bad. I didn't blow up you every time.
Do what?
I didn't blow you up every time.
No, I got you. I snapped you one time.
I couldn't believe that snipe at the end. It had to be a lag thing.
No. No, I hit you dead on.
Nah.
I did. You should have jumped in there and I just nailed you, man.
It can't happen.
It can. I just did it.
Oh, Jesus. It's bullcrap.
Nah. Never mind. We're going to stop that right there.
I'll find you next time and run you over.
Huh?
We'll see how pretty you look on the front of my Wolverine.
Do what?
We'll see how pretty you look when you're scraped on the front of my Grizzly.
If you make it that far.
Ooh.
Him's fighting words.
Sounds like we need a one-on-one deathmatch.
Well, he's had the game quite a bit longer than I have.
That's no excuse.
About a week here.
I take you on. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
It'll be my treat. Yep. I don't get to play that often, so it'll be my treat, definitely. Oh, crap. While I'm thinking about it. Smack, Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri. That site has been updated. Killjoy's taken over there. And we were going to get no game yesterday night, but I went to play Battlezone. Hello?
Hello?
Tell us a little more about Battlezone, because I'm kind of curious as to what that's all about. Is that like a first-person shooter? Or
No.
It's both. It's a real-time strategy, but you're actually in it, and it's 3D. You have to go and what have you, but you're also in a tank. You switch.
Hey, one second. I need to pause the show because I have an incoming call. Pressing the pause button.
Is that like...
Due to technical difficulties, me not remembering to unpause the show, the rest of the show was lost. Thank you for tuning into SSC Radio.